So I'm Titi, my background is more decentralized and peer-to-peer protocols and applications, and I started building peer-to-peer collaboration protocols, and I thought I would talk to this crowd about decentralization and how it relates to digital sovereignty and collaborative applications. So I start with the notion of digital sovereignty, which is collective and personal autonomy and control over various technologies, infrastructure, data, algorithms, identities. So in this conference we talk about a lot open hardware and software, and what we need to keep in mind while developing these technologies that the complexity of these technologies, we keep it bounded, so we can keep studying and modifying all the underlying software and hardware. And these days we have managed to build layers and layers upon layers of technologies that maybe the newer generation doesn't really understand what's underneath of all these. And this also leads to like issues of security and attack surfaces getting larger and larger. And when we talk about digital sovereignty, in order to make to maintain and manage and our own infrastructure, we need to be able to understand the technologies that and maintain the technologies that are underlying this infrastructure. Recently there have been many efforts to create collectively managed autonomous infrastructures, but there's still an issue around data sovereignty and especially personal data sovereignty. Since even if we have trusted people managing our infrastructures, we give them to certain collectives or trusted service providers, but that these federated servers communities are trying to establish, but still there's an issue with like the personal data sovereignty. If I want to migrate my data to somewhere else, how do I do that? It's not straightforward. Same with identities. Usually identities are tied to specific servers and very hard to move. I argue that we need to have a way to each user in the system should have a way to have full access to all the data they are interacting with